Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 28 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. Today, we're talking about how to deal with clients with longer than normal or quote-unquote normal payment timelines. So I've been in some Facebook groups these last few weeks, or a few weeks ago, really, because this is an older idea I had. But I've been in a lot of Facebook groups where people are talking about, is it a red flag when clients have these, like, longer than normal payment timelines? So, like, maybe they need to pay you in 60 days instead of like a net 30 timeline. They need net 60, or we need net 90, or they have these like longer periods of time and they can't pay you right away. Like, is that a red flag? And I think it's really important that we think about like where that kind of comes from. I see a lot of people saying like, oh, you know, I'm a business owner. I can set my own hours. I can be my own boss. So, you know, I should be able to decide when I get paid, which is just not true because that's not how life works. And I think that you have to be really careful when you're working with bigger businesses. So yeah, when you're working with a solopreneur or someone who's doing it themselves, it's going to be easy to get paid. You're probably going to get paid the same day, and it's probably going to be so easy for you to get the money and, you know, send an invoice in and get paid. And as much as I would love for that to be the case for everybody, like, obviously everyone wants to get paid on time and everybody wants to get paid for their work in a timely manner. But when you're working with a company with a structure and they have a business like kind of entity and they are answering to just themselves, like, that creates that expanded gap. So that net 30, that net 60 time period, you can't just like put a late fee on some business when it's literally physically impossible for them to pay you in 15 days, or it's impossible for them to pay you in 5 days. For some businesses, it's easy for that to happen. Like, they can pay you on the same day. It's not that big of a deal. And yes, that's ideal, but that's not going to be the case for every business. And especially as you start working with these bigger companies, it's going to be harder for you to get that money on time because they have procedures and you're not actually, the person you're talking to is not the person who's doing the payroll. So, for example, when I work with Greenhouse, I know that it's probably going to take me a couple of weeks to get paid. So I'll put in the invoice and then it'll take me a few weeks to get that payment back. And yeah, it sucks because I have to wait and I don't really know when it's happening. But I know that there are standards and procedures in place at Greenhouse to make sure that stuff happens and that things are approved and that there's a whole process. And then you don't want someone just literally doing invoices all day, every day. No one likes to do that. You don't even like to send out invoices all day, every day. Sometimes your invoices just rack up and like on the end of the month, you're like, crap, I gotta do all those invoices. So like, why would you think that someone wants to do invoices every day, all day? So like, usually it's just like easier thing to just do them all at once. And so there's usually like a day of the week or like whatever where people are like, oh, let's reconcile our books and do all these invoices and pay these things out so that we're ready to go for the next month or ready to go for the next whatever. So yes, as much as I'd like to get paid the same day as soon as I turn in something, it's just not physically possible. And it would be weird for me to tell Greenhouse, oh, I'm giving you like a late fee because you didn't pay me in time, when they're obviously paying me as fast as they can, but they also have procedures in place to make sure that they're paying the right people the right amount of money at the right times. And I applaud them for that. That's a really great system to have in place, and these businesses have to have this in place. Like, this is a part of how businesses structure themselves and how businesses work and how companies work. It's so easy for certain people to like look down upon that, like, oh, I'm a freelancer, I should be setting my own hours, I should be being my own boss, I should be deciding when I get paid and not taking into consideration other people. But there are other people, there are other companies on the line. And so I see a lot of people are like, oh, but they pay their employees every week. But you're not an employee. And also there's a lot of different things that come into play when you're paying a contractor versus a regular employee. employee. Like, obviously, the regular employee clocks in, clocks out. You can kind of monitor that a lot easier. Like, there's also a lot of just different things that go into play as far as, like, I'm invoicing someone, not on payroll, if that makes sense. Like, invoices are completely different, and you don't know how those are sorted or what happens there. You don't know what they need internally to make it happen. So, it's not just a matter of, like, oh, you did the work, I'm paying you money. There's a lot of things that we don't see as freelancers that these companies have to go through to make sure that they can pay us. How do you deal with clients with longer than normal payment timelines? So it's important when you're starting with a new business, especially a company, if the company is making quite a bit of money, that you understand what their payment timelines look like. So, you know, get that in the contract, collaborate on that a little bit, because you might have your like 15-day payment period and then a late fee is ensued. But like, honestly, don't set yourself up for failure or like being frustrated, because it's not just a matter of like the late fee attached to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just the late fee that you attach. And like, yeah, that's going to make you technically more money, but it's also the kind of frustration that comes with it. So if you're expecting to get paid in 15 days and you kind of made all your bills arranged around this 15-day time period, and then 15 days comes and goes and they're like, no, that's not how this works, you'll be a little awkward. It'll be awkward for you, especially if you're like basing your finances around that. So I would say definitely talk with them, understand like what their payment timelines look like, how that works for them, who is involved in the payment process, kind of what that looks like. So one time, like, we had a pretty long period with Mean Greenhouse, and it turns out like they needed some other approvals that they didn't realize they needed before my payment was dispersed. So it was kind of annoying, but it wasn't anything that was done on purpose. It was just like, oh, we didn't know we had this much like red tape in the way of like approving things. So it's not just a matter of like this, there's other processes that need to happen before your girl can get paid. So yeah, that was a little bit different. I would say definitely just understand what's going on, understand their process, understand things like that, so that way you can plan for it, because you can't plan for it if you don't know it's gonna happen. But I think that if you're working with these multi-million dollar companies, or you want to, you gotta know you don't have as much control as you think you do, or you don't have as much control as you think you want to have. And I think that it's important to kind of establish that right away, so you're not upset and angry or like thinking you're gonna get a payment and it's not gonna happen. And also so you can have realistic expectations, because net 15 is pretty hard for like an actual company. Even though they have the money, it's still gonna be challenging for them to get everything in a ducks in a row, and there's different things that need to happen on their end. So just to have realistic expectations, you need to talk with them so you understand, okay, maybe net 15 is not the best terms for this particular client. Maybe I need to move it to net 30, and if in 30 days they haven't paid me, then I put the late fees in. So it's not to say you shouldn't do late fees, it's just maybe 15 days or however long you currently have yours at is maybe not the best situation for your client, because you want to keep that client relationship happy if you love working with them. So it'd be in your best interest to understand what their payment terms look like and create a contract suited to them that works for that payment timeline. And if they go out of that payment timeline, then that's when you do it. So it's good for you because you know what that payment timeline is and you have control over that. You're like, okay, so these are the terms, but if I have to wait longer than 30 days or if I have to wait longer than 60 days, then I'm gonna start incurring some like fees, because this is my business and I have control, and we've set up that it's gonna be 30 days, and then when 30 days has come and passed, and so this is gonna start racking up some fees. So it's okay to do that. Just have to understand, like, hey, if this business can't physically do it a net 15, it wouldn't make sense for me to tell them 15. So I think it's really important to understand like who actually has these longer time frames. So some pretty big ones, like pretty big companies, probably do have those longer than expected or longer than normal, or quote unquote normal, I think a lot of people have that quote-unquote normalness about it because they start with, like, solopreneurs or, like, smaller companies where they get paid, like, pretty much immediately. But once you start dealing with companies who made quite a bit of money, it's going to be harder for them to pay you that stuff on time. And also, if you do, like, magazines and things like that where you're, like, having something printed, it's going to be a longer than normal period. Like, sometimes you can do a magazine and not get paid for a year, just depending on when you're pitching them and when the story is bound to come out, because a lot of it's print upon, like, a lot of it's paid upon print. So, like when the magazine is actually released, that's when you get paid for the work, not the time leading up to that. So, magazines can have a pretty long wait time or lead time or anything like that on, like, when you actually get paid. Ones with, like, heavily regulated industries, like, industries with, like, a lot of, like, red tape and things like that, they pretty much will probably have that longer time period. So, if you have something that, like, needs, like, a lot of regulation from the government or anything like that, like, that's probably gonna have a longer than normal, like, period of, like, time. And I guess normal in this sense is, like, a day or two or, like, within 7 days. But there are quite a few things that will have time periods a payment over than that. So over than like 7 days. So I think we have to adjust ourselves. We have to be flexible and know that just because a business is saying I can't pay you a net 7 doesn't mean that business is shady. Doesn't mean that business wants anything other than the best for you. Like, that business cares about you or cares about that relationship at least, but they also know it's not possible. And so I think it's really important to be flexible with that in a way, but also stand ground when it gets too much. So if you have this conversation and you know it's gonna take 30 days, but they take 35 or 40 days, that's when you'd be like, okay, we've already established net 30 is the time period, so this is when I can start, like, levying those late fees. So I think it's important to have that conversation, know when to expect, and then if you want to do any late fees or any extra things on top of the payment after it being late, then you can start levying those fees. But don't just give your time frame, because it's not just a you relationship. It's a mutual relationship. It's a mutually beneficial relationship. You're giving them content, they're giving you a paycheck, but at the same time, you can't expect them to do something they can't do. It's just not a good business model to expect them to do the impossible, because how can they do that? So, yeah, I hope that you guys liked this episode. I think it's really important to have this conversation because it's more than just you as a business owner. We all want to be like, yes, I'm a business owner now. I'm the king of the castle. I can make my own rules. But even business owners understand, like, especially these, like, large multi-million dollar companies, they understand that there are policies and procedures in place that help protect them, help protect the freelancers, and help protect, like, the entire integrity of everything that they have going on their company. They have shareholders to answer to. They have customers to answer to. They have to make sure that the money that they spend on whatever goes to get used and it goes to approved sources. Let them, do them, but also at the same time, understand that there comes a time when you might have to do some late fees, but don't necessarily do it because of your thing. As long as you're making that conversation happen and saying, hey, what does your timeline look like? And then after that, establishing your contract, okay, not my usual net 7 or my usual net 15, but this time I'll go with net 30 because they have internal processes that they need to go through, and I'm gonna let them do that. So yeah, that's it for you this episode, you guys. I'll talk to you guys very soon. Bye! Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyartkansan.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.